All right now, let's tell you who these fine looking young boys are, along with the other two. We have for you tonight a fella that can play the upright bass, the electric bass with the frets, the one without the frets. He can sing harmony like a bird. Some of you may have seen him here, I believe in the year 2000. He played with Nickel Creek at this festival. He's from Bowling Green, Kentucky, which I think is pretty hip, personally. We are both from there. We went to the same high school. One of us graduated. Kentucky thing. Who is it? He's your best new pal. This is Mr. Byron House from Bowling Green. I know, I wish we had time for all of that one too.
I know.
Come on, Bobby, play the damn thing. Back here in the shadow of greatness, on the drums, spent 17 years in Las Vegas with Cirque du Soleil. Could have happened. 12 long years with Porter Wagner after that. Well-versed in any type of music, but originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hold your applause for Albuquerque, please. We've got to go on. We love playing with this guy. He can play anything, and we're happy he's with us tonight. Mr. Chris Brown. Bluegrass Festival, you're not supposed to know that song. Just a little quiz, I like to do. And of course, on the fine guitar, our young country singer. You're a damn good looking man, don't think we hadn't noticed. Yeah, we know. Originally from the great state of Texas. Once again, please hold your applause for Texas, friends. We've got to go on with the show. Duncanville, Texas, to be exact. We first started playing together in 1990 with Miss Emmylou Harris and her Nash Rambler Band. I'm sorry, the Grammy Award-winning Nash Ramblers. Excuse me for leaving that part out. Well, he's a fine singer. We're fixing to do one of his songs for you. You've heard his guitar playing. He's actually a very good mandolin player. So you're not gonna hear that tonight. No, sir, you stay on that guitar. You belong. But, and maybe it's a Texas thing, we're not sure. I think it is this Texas connection that so many people talk about, but we're trying to figure out what was funny about the last presidential election. Nothing, Ross Perot wasn't in it. I thought I won for 3 weeks. Recounting everything. I don't even want to hear the name Chad anymore. But maybe it's being from Texas, besides his obvious musical talent, he does the best Ross Perot that we've heard in years. Ross, could you give us just a few inklings of what Ross would think of the world today, if you don't mind?
Can we talk? I don't know about y'all, but this is just sad. My taxes are higher than Lyle Lovett's bangs, for crying out loud. Higher than George Jones' bar tab. Higher than Sam Bush in the 70s. That's high. That's too high. And things are just a mess. Tore up like an old love letter. You know what I'm saying? It's sad. It's like saying, remember the Alamo to a Texan with Alzheimer's. It's just sad. I tried to tell everybody about Enron. Nobody listened to Ross. I told y'all that Enron, Hubbard, and all that Scientology stuff wasn't going to amount to anything. Not to get involved, but nobody listens. So. Just remember, Ross for boss.
Thank you, Ross. Ladies and gentlemen, from Duncanville, Texas, Mr. John Randall Stewart. Let's feature John Randall on a song that he co-wrote with Mr. Guy Clark. This is called "It Ain't No Trouble to Me."